We feel that President Jonathan should be re-elected because of what he has done. Amidst the security challenges that we have in our country, in the face of the global financial storm that we have, he's been able to stabilize the economy of the country. We have created private enterprise in this country and promoted it. We have dealt with the issue of the fuel and the queues that used to happen in this country. It doesn't really happen again. The most important thing that we are promoting for the re-election of our president is his democratic credentials. We have a president who believes in rule of law, a president who believes in free and transparent elections, one man, one vote.
Opposition says that security under President Jonathan has gotten worse.
And I'll deal with those issues for you. You know that in every major country, they have had such terrorist activities. It is not something that you eradicate in 6 months or 1 year. See, in France, when there's a terrorist activity, the entire citizenry troop out on the streets and they condemn it and they show the terrorists that they are one and they're fighting against them. In our country, it's not the same. In our country, when we have a bomb blast or when we have an issue, instead of the opposition joining hands with the president to show these people that Nigerians are in one accord, they keep on issuing statements, damning statements. And there is no unity in fighting the security challenge. I think the blame on what we have in this country is on the opposition. If they had supported the president and showed that Nigerians are together in fighting the security challenge that we have, we would have achieved greater success.
Mr. Metu, what do you make of the allegations that corruption under President Jonathan has gotten worse in Nigeria?
Our party, for the first time in our country, created bodies to fight corruption. We created the EFCC, Economic Financial Commission, and we created the ICPC. These are bodies that you never had before in this country. We are not in charge of the instrument of investigation or the instrument of prosecution. The judiciary is in charge of that. But in terms of corruption, this is the first time in the history of our country that corruption is being highlighted. And it's because of the effort of the president to bring it to the front burner. We think that the opposition, because of their selfish interests, are not bothered about the stability of our country. And that is why they're condemning our president and they're making so much noise, deceit and blackmail and propaganda. But our people have seen the truth. Indeed, Nigerians are with the president and the PDP. We will win this election. We will win this election on our program. We will win this election on our performance. And we'll win this election because in spite of our alleged imperfections, the opposition is not an alternative for the growth and sustenance of democracy in our country.